The Air Force is making education for enlisted airmen more flexible. Airmen will no longer have just short periods of time to finish distance learning classes. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass, the Chief of Air Force Enlisted Developmental Education, about the changes.
Within the continuum of learning and also within the continuum of education, so there are four resident courses that an airman has to attend: Airman Leadership School, Non-Commissioned Officer Academy, Senior Non-Commissioned Officer Academy, and then the Chief Leadership Course. And then from there, we have two distance learning courses. They're prerequisites to some of the in-residents. And we think that it's really important that an NCO learn the foundation of what an NCO needs to learn. And so they've got to take a distance learning course, which is a prerequisite prior to going into that in-resident piece. And same for when they become a senior non-commissioned officer, they've got to do a distance learning prior to them going to the Senior NCO Academy resident course. And the resident courses are all ones that they physically have to attend and go into, and that's when they get an opportunity to be led by their instructors and to be around other teammates from different functional career fields, and so that's a great opportunity. Now, for the distance learning courses, that is where the major changes came, essentially, and what we did was created a pretty broad and flexible window of opportunity of when an airman themselves can decide when they need to go. And essentially, when they finish their airman leadership school, they can go, they can enroll themselves into NCO distance learning course. And from there, they have the opportunity to decide when they enroll. They have an opportunity to decide if they postpone it, perhaps, you know, for a year because maybe they've got a whole lot of mission requirements that are, you know, taking the majority of their time, or perhaps they're prepping for a deployment, or maybe even they've got family things going on where a spouse had a baby. Who knows? This is creating an opportunity for flexibility for our airmen to decide when they do it.
Explain to me the previous situation. So let's say an NCO, you know, they've been in the force for however many years and it's time to take a course. How imminent is it, and how quickly did they previously have to take this course, and why this is more flexible?
Sure. In the previous policy, airmen had to complete their PME at whatever time and service they were in. So if an airman was in for 7 years in the Air Force, they had to start their distance learning course, and then they have 12 months to do it. As you can imagine, that was a big challenge to our airmen, especially when we're the smallest we've ever been in the Air Force. And so again, this is just an opportunity for us to take a look back and value their time. And so we've extended, we don't have a clock anymore, so there's no 12-month suspense. We've essentially opened up the window where now they have the flexibility to choose when they do it, after one resident course and before another.
When you're doing your distance learning over a certain amount of time, is there still a time limit that you have to finish these courses, or you just have to do it with the time that you're in that one rank?
Ideally, and for expectation management, you know, leaders and airmen, you know, need to ensure that our folks are doing their distance learning courses at certain parts of their career. So ideally, a staff sergeant is going to complete a non-commissioned officer distance learning course, as well as a master sergeant completing the senior non-commissioned officer distance learning course. So those are the expectations, but we do know that life happens, and because life happens, they have flexibility built in there where they have an opportunity to either complete it earlier or perhaps complete it later, but they do have to complete it before they go in residence.
Now, there's four academies that an NCO has to go through to become a senior NCO. Why did you decide to make all of those in residence?
We have created a 100% opportunity for all airmen to be able to go in residence, and that's pretty big. I mean, the previous policy that we had just did not meet that need, and there were airmen within our Air Force that didn't get an opportunity, and we feel strongly that going in residence where you're with your peers or you're with folks from other career fields and other tribes, and you're able to really just become sharper in your dialogue with them, to include having those instructors there to be able to help develop and educate them, that's pretty important. And so we went to 100% resident opportunity.
I mean, the Air Force, honestly, at this point has a retention issue that they're trying to deal with. So how does this translate into retention, into family, into those kind of things?
So I think that this change really allows our airmen to realize that we value them. And more importantly, we value taking care of them. We value developing them, educating them. We value what they bring to the fight and taking care of the mission. This also allows the flexibility where they can focus on mission. They can focus on their development. They can focus on their deployment. They can focus on their families, their spouses, all of those things. Meanwhile, from an enterprise perspective, or you know, from the big Air Force perspective, to me, it's also allowing us to take a look at talent management. And so every organization is looking at how do we develop talent. And so from my perspective, and I know from my boss, General Grosso, she is interested in managing the talent of all of our airmen. And so not just a select few who perhaps get an opportunity to go to school, but 100% of all enlisted airmen so that they can become their best and their strongest through leadership and development. But we know that in doing so, we really have to be genuine in just supporting our airmen and making sure that they know that they are valuable.
You've spent time in the military, and you've also gone through some of these training things. Can you tell us a little bit about your personal experience in military education and maybe some of the balances that you had to work through?
To be honest, I don't think that I valued professional military education as much as I should have until I was perhaps a senior master sergeant, and that's, you know, the rank of E8. And a lot of that was due to, at the time, I was stationed overseas in Germany. I worked a lot with our NATO partners, and I saw the vast difference about how the United States Air Force really develops their airmen compared to our partner nations and where they value on development and education on the enlisted corps. And so that firsthand opportunity really made me step back and think about my educational opportunities, where when I went to Airman Leadership School or to the Non-Commissioned Officer Academy, you know, I thought I was kind of being voluntold to go, but the reality was that the Air Force valued me so much as an airman that they realized that they really needed to develop and educate me so that I can be my best. And how many companies outside of the military organization really would send their folks to training for 5 weeks, you know, or 6 weeks or 7 weeks? There's not that many organizations that will do that. Meanwhile, you've got a whole team of folks who have to make up and pick up the mission while you're gone. So our Air Force cares that much that they would send people to, you know, to training so that you could be your best. And so that's my personal story on professional military education.
That's Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass, the chief of the Air Force's Enlisted Developmental Education Program, talking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. Share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Just click Share with Friends.